This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. One of America's most iconic manufacturers faces a crisis like nothing before. Caterpillar is reeling after federal investigators raided the company's Illinois headquarters last week to seize files and computers. No charges filed yet, but lots and lots of questions dogging the heavy equipment maker. Dan Weissman has the story from Chicago.
Attorney Ken Yaden was a federal prosecutor for 10 years and an enforcement attorney for the Securities and Exchange Commission before that. He says he hasn't seen this kind of raid since the FBI moved on Enron about 15 years ago.
It's not unusual to go in and do a search of, say, a crack house, but it is somewhat unusual to go to a, you know, Fortune 500, Fortune 100 company and, you know, begin conducting a search to find evidence of a crime.
In this case, the items demanded in the search warrants, which are under seal but were made public by a local newspaper, include information about, quote, efforts to thwart or avoid law enforcement scrutiny, unquote. Also on the list, counter-forensic computer programs that are designed to eliminate data. Usually, investigators trust big companies to just cough up whatever evidence officials ask for. The theory goes, it's better for the company in the long run to comply. Here's another former federal prosecutor, Renato Mariotti.
A company has an interest separate and apart from any particular individual, even if it's the CEO, to make sure that the government understands that they are being compliant with the law and that the company itself shouldn't be charged.
So maybe a few individuals get nailed for something, but everyone else moves on and the company keeps out of further trouble. In this case, Caterpillar's already been under scrutiny for years over one of the same issues that feds are investigating, a tax haven in Switzerland, which was the subject of a 2014 Senate investigation. The basic conclusion? Deeply uncool, but technically not illegal. Mariotti says that is business as usual.
There are a lot of things that companies do that are perfectly legal, but the average person would find absolutely shocking.
He says that's why smart companies play by the rules. In an emailed statement, Caterpillar spokeswoman Corey Scott says the company has been in full cooperation with law enforcement. I also want to stress, she writes, Caterpillar is a company with the highest integrity. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.